Sunday the 19th of August 2018, 9 o'clock service. Sermon series, Unlocking the Letter. Sermon title, Joy of the Lord. Bible reading, Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 to 14. Talk by Reverend Kika Nduku.
The reading is taken from Philippians chapter 3, from verses 1 to 14. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs, those men who do evil, those mutilators of the flesh, for it is we who are the circumcision, we who worship by the Spirit of God, who glory in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reason for such confidence. If anyone else thinks he has reason to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee, as for zeal, persecuting the church, as for legalistic righteousness, faultless. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. And this is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we're here again to worship you. We're here to glorify your holy name. And more importantly, we're here to hear your word. Speak in us. Speak through us. That the people that do not know you may see the joy in us, because you are God, our Father. Speak through us, O Lord, this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're still continuing the summer series we have this time. And I wonder why God gave us these topics to be on this summer. And I wonder what you have got out of it. And I wonder how your body has been shifted from where you were before to another place. Because if it has no effect, every Sunday we mount on the pulpit, we say the word of God, we praise God, we glorify God, but we are still the same. Every time we mount here, not that we are preaching the word of God, but we are preaching, we are talking to ourselves. Both the person saying the word of God and the person hearing it. Because each time you open your mouth to say the word of God, the Holy Spirit takes over. and he speaks through you. You speak with your mouth, but you listen with your ear. If I can get this correctly, we've been talking about belonging to God, eternal life, unlocking the joy, serving, humility, and community. We've been talking about the joyful citizen. We are the citizen of heaven. Our conduction and our character comes from heaven. Our assurance is in heaven. Joy through humility. Joy in God. Who do you rely on? We need to work out our salvation in partnership with God's Spirit. Belonging to the growth of the church in Acts of Apostles chapter 2, 14 to 21 and 40 and 41. Joy, not grumbling. Guard your hearts for the sake of the church, for the sake of the world. And today, we'll continue to talk about joy of the Lord. How can we get that joy of the Lord? You cannot be a Christian and you go outside telling people about Jesus Christ without them knowing and seeing the symbol of Jesus Christ around you. You cannot go outside preaching the word of God, not showing that the joy of the Lord has been upon you. In Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, he says, "Arise and shine, for the glory of God has risen upon you." If you are still sitting down, not arising, meaning that all this series we've been talking about, you are not even practicing it. Why do we talk about God and Jesus Christ, his angels, every Sunday? It's for us to guide our faith, to guide ourselves into that eternal life, into that promising life, eternal life. Jesus Christ himself humbled himself and died for us to be there. The joy of the Lord is what everybody in St. Chad's should embrace. If you have that joy of the Lord, your family will embrace it too. If you have the joy of the Lord, this church will embrace it too. If you have the joy of the Lord, the community will embrace it. They will ask, who is this person always different? Because you will be different because the joy of the Lord is upon you. Before I continue, let me just give this story that will sum up the three captions I have today. This is a boy from a rich family that graduated in one of the universities. And each time, he will be seeing a very flashy car in the showroom. And he deemed it fit to say, if I graduate and get first class, I will tell my dad to buy this for me. But unfortunately, the things of the world covered his eyes. He did not know that the joy of the Lord has been upon him. During the graduation day, the father invited him in his room and said to him, "My son, I am very happy and blessed to have a handsome boy like you. But I have a gift for you." A wrapped gift in a box was given to this boy. Being curious and being disappointed, thinking that a key of that car will be handed over to him. Lo and behold, he opened it up, and what he saw there was surprising, was a Bible. He dropped it down and said to his dad, Dad, I don't believe this. With all the wealth you have, you couldn't even buy that key, that car for me. And what you could give me is ordinary Bible. But he forgot that the joy of the Lord comes from that word of God. He left the house, now got married, had his own family and had money. And he said to himself, now, my dad will be getting old now. I better go home and see him before he gets to eternal life. Before he could think about the time to go and make peace with his father, he got a call that his father is dead. And he has willed everything to him. He ran home to go and sort things out. He went inside his father's house and saw the same Bible that was given to him as it was. Inside the Bible, the father marked every word that will help his son in life. And one of the areas he marked was Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. Which says, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gift to those who ask him? That was what the father marked. He wanted that key, but the key was wrapped on this passage. When he opened it, that key fell off from the passage. And the same car he desired was still waiting for him all these years. He was very conscious about being rich or having that car, not knowing that the car has been blessed with the word of God. Today is, how do you showcase that joy of the Lord in each and every one of us? What distracts you? What takes you out of that area of seeing that joy of the Lord in front of you? Of seeing that, perceiving that joy of the Lord in your heart? Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, was sent to the world to die because of our sins. And what was written at the back of the book of the receipt of the car the boy was handed over to was written, paid in full. Not under finance, but paid in full. And that's what Jesus Christ did. He did everything and wrote there with big capital letter, paid in full. He has paid for our sins. So why do we struggle? Because of pain, because of distress, because of earthly things. I've heard it before from Martin, who said that if gold is one of the precious things in the world, that is common in heaven. And it's written in Revelation. If gold is one of the precious things in here on earth, it is something common in heaven. So why can't you make that heaven? What will deprive you from making the heaven? Every time we come to this church, we worship God, we listen to the word of God. The psalmist says, I am happy when they say, let us go to the house of God. Are you happy each time you remember it's Sunday? How are you going to show those people that do not come to church that the joy of the Lord is in you? If I can get into the joy of the Lord from Jeremiah, there he explains the joy of the Lord. And he said again that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Feed on God. Jesus Christ is the bread of life. He said, feed on me that you would not be hungry again. The food Jesus Christ has given to us is an eternal food. I remember a woman in St. Mary's when I was there. She cannot eat on Sunday until she must have taken the Holy Communion in the morning. And that made the vicar every time to make sure that the church will be dismissed before long, so as to let the woman to go home and eat. Because she perceived that the food she is eating is eternal food from God that others can follow. We are secured in God's hands. In Jesus, his son, who came. Each time we talk about Jesus dying, it looks like it's a history or kind of something everybody needs to say. But it is real. It is not something that you'll be hearing every day. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is the only begotten Son of God who sacrificed his life for you and me, for us to be in this world. In this part of the world, we are free to worship God in this form. But there are people who cannot. They really want to worship God, but they cannot go to church. They cannot be together to say praise the Lord. But we have a free environment to praise the Lord. But few of us deem it fit to be in the presence of God. Paul, as a persecutor, now being somebody that is being persecuted, he was persecuting the children of God, but now he is being persecuted. All these things we are reading, the book of Romans, Corinthians, Philippians, this man, Paul, wrote all this in prison. These are letters he wrote to the Christians, and not to Philippi, but to us as Christians. The joy of the Lord is your strength, as seen in Nehemiah 8, verse 10b. It contains a gift of verse for those tasked with preaching. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Someone said to me, but what is the joy of the Lord? And how do I get it? The joy of the Lord is the gladness of heart that comes from knowing God, abiding in Christ, and being filled with the Holy Spirit. The joy of the Lord springs from God and has God as its object. Rejoice in God himself, and his attribute becomes springs of joy for us, because they are ours this morning. God's power is our protection. His wisdom is our guidance. His faithfulness is our foundation. His grace is our salvation. The contemplation of God to one who knows that this God is their God forever and ever is enough to make the eyes overflow with tears. Because of the deep, mysterious, intolerable bliss which fills the heart. It is a source of something you cannot understand. That joy to us, to know that through Jesus, we are reconciled to God, accepted by God, adopted by God, in close relationship to God, and able to call God Abba Father. The joy of the Lord gives us the assurance that whatever the future holds, it is guaranteed by divine goodness. When we know that Jesus has the power and the grace to complete what he has begun in us, and we certainly do it, our souls have contentment and joy. Of course, challenges and difficulties lies ahead for each of us in this age. But whatever our love, faith, anticipates our reception of the victor's crown in the age to come. And this is the source of joy. And this joy is a source of great strength. Or at least, it can be in answer to the question, how do I get the joy of the Lord? Activities is required on our path. Deep, regular contemplation of the things we have preached here on our series are necessary. It is no use to hear truth and then leave it on the shelf. It needs to be practiced. To make time and space to contemplate the great truth about God is the key. I spoke to somebody yesterday, and this woman has 6 children and a husband. And she said to me, which is true, that the only time she speaks to God is only the time she is taking her bath. The house is rowdy. The children are running up and down. You shout up, you shout down, but they won't listen. But the only time you will have is the small house you have, the toilet or the bathroom. If you are yet to know that, you observe that. It's a time you have quietness. It's a time you meditate. Meditate who Jesus Christ is and meditate how the joy of the Lord will strengthen you. The spiritual joy can be ours this morning. We get spiritual joy through communion with God as we are going to have communion this morning. Feed on Him because Jesus Christ is the bread of life. And the communion with God is the way to foster strength. You can't be with strong God without getting strong yourself. Because God is a transforming God, shaping us into the image of Christ. As you set out from this church this morning, fix your mind and your heart on our loving Father. Focus on the great things He has done in our life for you, and the joy of the Lord will be your strength. Amen.